The first base I went to was Phu Cat, which was on the coast of Vietnam. I was there for about 2 months. I used to read the Stars and Stripes about Pleiku. Pleiku used to have multiple attacks, rocket attacks, and grenade attacks. Never overran the base, but it was attacked a lot. And the reason for it being attacked is because it was on the Ho Chi Minh Trail, which was on the border of the secret war that was known as the War in Laos. So we used to have a lot of people coming through our base. Our base was basically F4. We had C-47s, the Spooky Bird. I don't know if you heard of that. Primarily, our base also was the drop-off for the transit people going into Laos for the war, the secret war in Laos, I should say. So we did get attacked quite a bit.
I see. How did you feel as you were shipping out to Vietnam?
It was kind of tough because, as I said before, my fiance was not happy. As it turned out, I got a Dear John letter later on before I left Vietnam. But I guess I was expecting it, to be honest with you, in a way. But it was still tough. I was scared. A lot of unknown stuff. But, you know, I felt a little bit luckier than being a grunt in the marshes walking around, to be honest with you. I was on a base. Yeah, we got attacked. You know, we went through a lot of stuff. I mean, it was terrible. I was there in 67 and 68 for the first Tet Offensive. And I'll tell you something, you know, you start learning, you start seeing things. And we used to have civilians did our cleaning for the base because we were always busy. We were working 12 hours, 14 hours a day when things were going normal. Well, we always got a kick out of the fact that all these civilians, we used to call mama-sans and papa-sans, that did all the work, civilian work around the base, they were contracted. Every time there was an attack on the base, they would leave early. Literally, they'd leave maybe an hour early or 2 hours early before their shift was ended. At Tet, they didn't even come into work. And we all just looked at each other and said, oh my goodness, what is going to happen today? Well, it was about 5 weeks of literal hell. That's what happened. Tet was not a very interesting time. But yeah, I was afraid because of the unknown. Any person that doesn't understand fear can't understand themselves. You have to face it, but you got to understand it. Otherwise, you won't survive. And there were guys that did not survive. I mean, literally. I had a guy during a mortar attack. We were working down off the ramp, and the mortar attack started. We went into the bunker, and he just literally got scared, and he kept popping up. And I could hear the mortars coming in because the mortar is a very distinct sound because it's a tubular thing, and it goes like a thud. And when it lands, there's an explosion. And I knew it was getting close to the bunker. I just told him to hang down. He ran out of there, out of that bunker, and the next round got him. So, you know, you go through those things, and I think in my I don't know if you had a chance to read my comparison paper in college, but I went there with high aspirations. I thought I was going to save the world. I thought I was John Wayne. What I learned was I was Tom Hazy, just a regular GI. So, you know, not even mentally prepared for it in a way. In my mind, I thought I was prepared, but you know, you learn. Here's the deal. We used to get attacked from the same place every night. Those attacks came from our Arvon buddies, the people we were aligned with. That's where these attacks had come from. We knew it, they knew it. And that's the thing that was the tragedy about Vietnam. The people that we were defending were killing us. That's why 68,000 people died.
Any speculation from your perspective of why?
Yeah. You know, I've talked about this with other groups, and here's what I think. And you know, as I said before, history is kind of my thing. So when you study the history of Vietnam, you learn a couple things. First of all, the country is thousands of years old. It's been colonized by the French, the Chinese. The country is so backward, and it was backward at the time that I was there. Mostly farmers, mostly people. You know, there was industrial areas. Saigon was pretty big, and there was industry, but not like, you know, here in America. It was not the same. Culturally, different religions. You had like 15 different sets of religions, hundreds of dialects. The true patriot for Americans actually ended up being the monks. They were mountain yard people. We used to call them mountain yards. They actually hunted with crossbows, but they were so loyal to us. There was no loyalty in Vietnam. It was so corrupt. It was beyond corrupt. And the American government knew it. That was the tragedy. And that's where the disillusion, in my mind, started to really sink in, especially after Vietnam, after Tet. It really did. It started, you know, this is a lose-lose. This was not a win-win. You know, I wasn't the most brilliant child in the world, but it didn't take me long to figure out we were fighting a losing war. And it personified itself when I went home. My sister had passed away just prior to Vietnam, Tet. Came home for about 3 weeks. It was kind of a tough time. I was telling your teacher that I actually stood at 27th and National and watched Father Grappi march down the street with some black leaders trying to defend their rights. And people were throwing stones and rocks at them. And I turned to my buddy and I said, you know what? It's time for me to go back to Vietnam because it's safer. So both sides of them. Here in America was a tragedy. Vietnam was a tragedy. I was getting kind of, my mind was getting kind of messed up, let me tell you. I'm surprised. I have a lot of friends that got into the service, and I lost a lot of buddies. You got to take the time and history that I was living. We were behind the greatest generation in the world, the World War II vets. We owe them so much. They fought a war to win. Every war after, and I'm serious, every war after World War II, and you can start with Korea, and there were multiples of different conflicts and different things. We were not in it to win. We were not in it to win. We knew that. The corruption that was going on was corruption all over the world.
How exactly were you received coming back from Vietnam?
Well, this was probably the hardest time of my life. Remember I told you I came home for my sister's funeral. So I already had an idea that I wasn't going to be coming home to a big parade like my father had from World War II and other people. There was a total resentment, and I felt it. I felt ashamed because we lost. I mean, the war wasn't over yet, but I knew we lost. So I was ashamed of myself, my service. I felt bad for the guys that died. And the people, friends of mine that were in high school that I graduated with, that I met after I got home, shunned me, didn't want to talk to me, called me a warmonger, a baby killer. I mean, you name it. I had a lot of resentment, a lot of resentment. I struggled for a long time. I didn't get involved with drugs, thank God, but I did drink a lot in those days. And I knew it wasn't good, but I didn't care because I thought nobody cared. So it was tough. And then losing my sister was tough. And losing some buddies was tough. So it wasn't a good experience, to be honest with you. I had to adjust my thought process, but it took me months. But I was fortunate. And the reason I was fortunate, to be honest with you, is because I found, and this is me, I found God again, and I found Jesus. And it made me stronger, and I found a good woman in my second marriage. My first marriage did not go well. I have three lovely children that I raised by myself for 2 years. The woman I'm married to now, we've been married 40 years, and my whole life has changed. Believe me, my perspective today is God sent. So it wasn't an easy time. I had multitudes of jobs. I lost jobs. I got fired, got laid off. And it was my fault in a lot of ways, but I didn't care. I really didn't care. and I felt that nobody else cared. So it took me a long time to adjust. Fortunately, I adjusted. Other people that I knew went to drugs. You do know that the Vietnam veteran has the highest suicide rate, right? And there's a reason for it, because a lot of those guys are still fighting the ghost of 50 years ago, believe me. I've talked to them,